All right. Welcome back to the Fordham Official Podcast, Off the Record, where we talk about unserious and funny topics. Today, I am joined with
Tess
and
Melanie,
and we're going to be talking about The Summer I Turned Pretty, one of the most talked about TV show series this summer, and it has reached its final season 3 with the best debate in all history, might be an exaggeration, but Team Jeremiah versus Team Conrad. And who's Team Jeremiah?
I'm Team Jeremiah, Tess.
And who's Team Conrad?
I'm Team Jeremiah. Sorry.
It's okay. Your team? No,
Team Conrad, Melanie.
Of course. And this is our camera. Hello.
Hello.
We're doing a video podcast now. We've upgraded
a little bit.
But I'm going to start off simple, just like a little introduction. I want y'all to briefly explain why you are on the team that you are. You can give 5 points, give 4 points, 3 points. I really don't care. Just tell me why you're on this team. Tess, you want to go first?
Yes, I feel strong. So I hope we can all agree. Your team, no one.
Yeah, we're pretty cool.
They're all dogs. Yes. But I personally am Team Jeremiah because I feel as if Conrad is just a terrible communicator. Terrible, horrible. Bottles everything and doesn't say what he thinks. Versus Jeremiah, at least he loves openly, loves loudly, tells Belly exactly how he's feeling. Yeah. Even if it is the selfish feeling. He doesn't nonetheless.
Similarly to what Tess said, I think I'm Team No One at the end of the day, but if I had to choose, it's definitely Team Conrad. And I think that's really just because I don't think love has to be so loud for it to be like genuine and like valid, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I think that Conrad, like his love for Belly is like authentic. And I think it's also the love that he has for her as a person, where like, I don't think that Jeremiah has that love for Belly as like a person. I think that he struggles to separate like her identity and her personality from like her looks. So,
yeah. Whoops. Okay, well, you more didn't really mention Jeremiah as much, but can y'all like tell me why you're on this team without mentioning the other team? Like, really give a solid case for this person. Who wants to go first?
Why don't you go first?
Okay. So I think that Conrad is someone who feels really deeply, feels intensely. And I feel like I really relate to Conrad in that sense. And I think that he is able to see people for who they are and also like grow with other people, meaning Belly. So I feel like him having so much patience and like capacity for like the growth is really important. And yeah, I think that Conrad is someone who is very self-reflective. So that's also a really important aspect of the relationship, in my opinion.
I get that. But also, I'm like, the self-reflection is a facade. We can get into that later. I think that one of Jeremiah's top qualities, he is like self-sacrificial. In terms of specifically like, Belly treats him like a dog, like she does, but he is a dog to be treated as such. But like,
is that because he cheated?
See, was it cheating? Because last time I checked, they weren't together.
Okay.
But she lied to him. Like, she continuously, even in season one, she made out with Conrad, and then she already like was leading Jeremiah on so much, and then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, I don't actually like your, I like your brother, actually. I like your brother who continuously you're compared to, continuously you put yourself against him. Mm-hmm. And nonetheless, I still pick him over you, as along with your mom and your dad picks Conrad over you.
Ooh.
But I think that even with all of her faults, he still continues to pick her and love her and choose her over himself a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. So that's why I would say.
I will say about that scene right after she kisses Conrad, literally enters Jeremiah's room and then goes, hey, I kissed Conrad after his mom just died. But a lot of Team Conrad people are always like criticizing Jeremiah for his reaction to Belly saying that and be like, oh, my mom just died. And it's like, oh, he's playing the mom card. What do you have to say about that, Melanie?
In terms of Jeremiah's reaction.
Yeah.
It's tough because I feel like I'm again team Conrad right now. But like I feel like his reaction was almost like I want to say valid because of the situation, like your girlfriend just kissed somebody else, that somebody else is your brother. So I do understand. I do think though that like there's a better way that he could have gone about approaching mm-hmm. Belly. But again, I get the nature of the situation. So I feel like my hands are tied right now. Yeah.
And like, Tez, like right after, I remember seeing this clip and I was like, what? Right after, I think Conrad just came back from university on his car. He's coming from exam. He comes out. He sees Belly making out with Jeremiah. What do you have to say?
Okay. Visually, as a viewer, that scene was 10 out of 10. but if I was Conrad, oh, that's a slap in the face. Mm-hmm. Like, that's diabolical behavior. I don't know.
That scene was so good. You just have to look over it. That's my man. I'm beside him.
Yeah, I'm the same beside him. You're a dog, though, but I'm the same beside you. I do have actually a point, because we were talking about Jeremiah's just like behavior, and I will say he's a baby. Like, he is definitely a baby, but I feel like why I'm such a team Jeremiah person is because I would choose his bad traits over Conrad's.
Ooh, interesting. Wow.
And what would you say his bad traits are?
Specifically the way that continuously he'll be like, just so hard on me, and I'm just gonna bear everything on my shoulders and not tell anyone. Like, I really have to bear the weight of the world. And it's like, King, you could just open your mouth and like say something. Like, you could just tell Belly, maybe not before she's about to get married.
Oh no. I mean, he's 4 years, guys. Like, I don't know. It's only like he's been together for 6 months with her. Like, bro, you're an adult. Like, you're on.
Oh no.
What would you say about that?
Okay, so to start, the thing about being a human is how complex life can be. And so here's the thing. I think some people just have a harder time opening up. And, you know, that's tied to, like, your traumas and, like, other things that you might have experienced, or just, like, how you are, like, as a person. I don't know. It really depends. It might be environmental, whatever. But I think that we can't force someone to, like, voice their feelings. That's, like, one of the hardest things to do. And so it's tough. It's tough because I think that he's just struggling a lot. And, you know, he's in therapy too. So, like,
wait, but I heard that he lied to his therapist. What was that about? No, actually, explain that scene, because I, like, that's what I heard, the grapevine.
So in the scene, that therapy scene, the therapist says to him, like, do you still have feeling for Belly? And he goes, no, I don't. So you're a liar.
Did he really work through any of his problems in therapy if he didn't tell his therapist?
But here's the thing. What if he was, I think he cares about Belly so much that he's willing to put everything aside to save, like, Belly in this situation. Because he knew that he was going to cause, like, you know, this disaster that we were in. Or maybe it's not a disaster because we ended up with Conrad anyway. But I do feel that, like, he really tried so hard to just let her exist with Jeremiah. And I know we were talking about how Jeremiah is, like, self-sacrificing. Mm-hmm. What if that was the self-sacrifice that we're talking about?
Oh, like Conrad's behavior?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What if lying to his therapist? I know that's, like, you know, we all know the truth, but, like, what if he was really trying to, like, suppress that? And I don't want to say what if, because he moved across the country to get far away. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I could back you with that if he didn't confess to her already pre-wedding.
Yes. Like, we're there.
I'm going to stand beside him. That's my man. Yeah. That's my Look man. At the screen. Let's ask the audience. Okay, yeah. But serious, Mark. Okay. A little bit. Why do y'all generally believe that Jeremiah is immature?
Oh, I can get started. So I think, so let's start with the fact that Jeremiah is a frat bro. So, you know, I think that we all know how that goes. And I think that Jeremiah often sees Belly, like I mentioned before, as like more of a physical, appearance rather than like a really deep person, the way like Conrad sees her, sorry. But I think Jeremiah handles his issues in a way where he's not as self-reflective. He's like, I'm gonna go, meet up with my frat bros, and we're gonna go to the bar, and I'm gonna, start thinking about how I can move on to the next step. I feel like Jeremiah doesn't handle things the way that he could, and like for his age, I feel like he just like runs to the next thing, and he's like, okay, this happened, and so, you're the bad one, and like I'm gonna go to Cabo and like cheat on you. So
Whoops.
I think that Jeremiah, and if you look at how similar he is to his dad,
Whoops.
that's also another
Daddy's
thing.
daddy's child.
Yes, him
Okay.
and his dad are like so similar, and I think that, obviously his dad is mature in my opinion because of the way he threw away his own relationship and kind of just goes about life. I don't know.
Wow,
Just
you, your daddy
more of
sons
a
you.
But
What do you have to say about Cabo?
honestly, okay, Cabo, I can talk about. But I never thought about the comparison between Jeremiah and his dad, but I see
They're
that.
twins.
But I feel like this debate has brought up a lot that Jeremiah is the more immature one out of the two of them. But again, just Conrad's behaviors are not mature. And you said the frat bro aesthetic, and he is 22. And so in my head, I'm like, oh my gosh, like you're 22. This is the time for you to be a frat bro. This is the time. But he is trying to act more mature than he actually is. The wedding. Don't do that. Why? 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 No, no.
And I'm with you on
Okay.
that
Oh, yeah, we have so much in common.
Yeah.
But Cabo, you asked about. I can't stand beside my man. Like, do I think he cheated? Because he broke up. But do I still, would I ever get back with someone who moved on that quickly? Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
But would y'all say that Belly cheated emotionally at least? I mean, Conrad did show up randomly, put her in his arms when she fell, and said, oh,
Was it
yeah,
Christmas or
Christmas,
Christmas?
yeah, winter break. I will say, I do think that is emotional cheating. I do think that
I
is
mean, she didn't
emotional
tell Jeremiah
cheating.
about it.
Yeah, because if you don't tell someone, there's obviously something to hide. And so that's something that can, disrupt the relationship. And so I will say.
I think I feel like in this generation, we often say, just cheat back for revenge. So do you really think that Jeremiah was in the wrong for cheating back? Well, you don't think he cheated,
I
but
guess
you
it,
think he's cheating.
but okay, we
Did
can say
he cheat?
cheating for
Like, he
revenge.
cheated back. Is that wrong?
It's tough. So I feel like they did the two different, well, I'm sure there's many forms of cheating, but there's the emotional and the physical. And I feel like they weren't even settled on this in the show. Like, they were like, it was a break or it was a breakup.
Right.
So it's like,
And then she goes, how many times? Twice.
so
Twice.
yes,
Did she go
it twice? Yes, on the
To
same
that
trip.
Cabo trip,
Yeah.
yes. That's when
Tess, I'm sorry, I have to put my hands up. I
No,
put my
yes,
I'm sorry, I
everyone.
have to put my hands up,
Come to the
Tess.
other side. Join
But
me.
no, I understand because I was wavering in that moment too. In that moment, when he said twice, I was like, oh, I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm done.
yeah.
Like, it doesn't mean nothing if you slept with her twice. Is it the
Yeah.
same girl?
Same
Yeah.
girl. Yeah. And he never told her.
Let's ask the audience.
Let's ask the
Audience, guys.
Truly.
Guys.
Look, pretty much.
So
At that point, there's no telling.
But
Okay. Okay,
they're
but
all dogs. They're all
it's true.
dogs.
I mean,
I
I
don't
don't
remember
remember
Conrad
Conrad
cheated as
cheating.
well. Did he?
I never knew about
I
that.
don't think Conrad ever cheated.
No.
Ooh.
I feel like we would know for
My man
sure.
is faithful, I will say.
Clearly, he stayed in. He was stuck on a 6-month relationship for 4 years and only confessed his feelings when he was forced to go back home instead of actually voluntarily going to his mother's recount funeral. What do you think about
What do you
that? What do you
think? Please.
I think Conrad was. You bring up a good point. Funeral, your mom's funeral. You want to be there. You want to make sure you're there. I think it was really tough for Conrad because of the complexity of the situation. The girl that you're insanely in love with is now, like, you're not on good terms with her, and then your brother's in the picture, and then it's your mom's funeral. Like, I honestly, I feel like he was in a situation and, like, didn't know how to really handle that, because not only are you going to your mom's funeral, but you're also gonna bump into your brother and then the girl that you're in love with. I don't agree with the choices, but I feel like I understand his hesitation as well. Like, he was in a really bad situation.
But the thing is, I heard he was supposed to give a speech, and he just put that on Jeremiah, who is seemingly immature. And when he finally did arrive to the funeral, he still didn't do the speech and still put it on Jeremiah. And plus, this is his mother's memorial funeral. I mean,
oh my gosh,
like, what type of love? Like, really, a girl that you dated for 6 months is going to stop you from appreciating your dead mother that died?
But here's the thing. Something. They go way back. They go way, way back to childhood. And at this point, I feel like she's just so, and again, this is why the show is weird. She's so, like, intertwined with the family that it's like it goes beyond the 6 month time frame, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, this is like family somehow. And so I feel like them just being involved all at once when it comes to the speech and everything, like, I feel like he was gonna tear up and just, like, cry and sob.
That's normal.
And that's normal. And but, you know, I feel like if you know you can't handle it in the moment, it doesn't mean that you're, like, not, you don't love your mother, your mother who just, like, passed. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I mean, that is actually true. I'm not.
But I think that's immature. Like, most of people are calling him mature when there's multiple times within all the seasons when Jeremiah will turn to his brother and be like, I need you, I need you, I need you. And he just rejects him, like, straight up, even though he's the mature brother, the one that, like, everyone leans on. But continuously, it's Jeremiah that he just cuts. And this brings me to my whole point. Not my whole point, one of the points that I wanted to bring up. Even though there's no villain in The Summer I Turned Pretty,
mm-hmm.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is.
And who is that?
It is Susanna. Mom.
You know what?
You understand?
I'm not the person
I'm
who
haunts the narrative after death. Exactly. Exactly my point. She haunts them with her idealization of this perfect world. Mm-hmm. She basically groomed Belly into marrying into the family.
Listen, I'm with you on that one.
They're all trying to match her expectations of perfection.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I agree. I think Susanna's putting this, like, she's been plotting this expectation since they were children, which is unfair, you know? Mm-hmm. And then when she's on her deathbed, she's also writing letters, but the letters are centered around, like, their wedding, like, not even, like, anything else. Like, I get, you know, someone's wedding is a big event of their life, and that makes sense, but, like, it's specifically, like, here's this letter for when you get married, and, like, it makes sense, like, it's sweet, but it's, like, I feel like that was the only thing on her mind. She just pictured Belly in these, like, dresses. Yeah. She treated Belly like her doll.
Even the debutante ball season one, she, in that scene, Belly is trying on dresses. And her mom are like, oh, this simple dress is nice. And then Susanna, she's like, no, this big, more extravagant dress would be better. Like, this would be it. And then they end up going with that dress. Mm-hmm. So it is her perfect vision. It's never what Belly wanted or what she needed, actually.
But so the wedding, the ring.
Yes. Yes.
What do you want to say about that? That ring.
Wait, guys, what's ring?
You, that scene where she, like, puts it on to show her mom. I literally could not see it. Literally, I'm so Nigerian. I was like, Jesus. Like, that's actually what you want to show to your mom. My mom, she'd be like, there's no way this is what your husband's bringing for you.
Yeah.
But what do you say about
that? I couldn't see a ring. I don't know that there was one. Sorry.
Was there?
Bro, like, he didn't even get on one knee.
Because he didn't even. But you know what? He did get on his knees when he asked for forgiveness for cheating on Belly.
Interesting.
So, what do you have to say about that one?
So, I have a lot to say about this proposal. Timing, she's in her most vulnerable state. Like, Steven's, like, borderline gone at that point. So, you propose outside of a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very suspicious timing to
post-cheating
start.
Post-cheating reveal.
And then there's barely a ring. I mean, if you can afford a trip to Cabo, you can afford a decent ring. I mean,
whoops.
I don't know. And not only that, I mean, he's also a Nepo baby. And we could argue that Conrad is a Nepo baby too, but I think Jeremiah, he has access to funds. So I think there was an opportunity to get her a better ring, but honestly, I'm not about even like the material. Like, I think it's really the proposal itself. Like, it's just unfortunate that it was outside of a hospital. He's standing up and that's that. And then he kind of just strings her along and starts asking her about, you know, these chocolate raspberry cakes.
Oh, and, my.
And it seems like a very material wedding. So
the whole of them like preparing for adult life with like the apartment and the cake.
It was so cringy.
It was just cringy.
And it was just like, oh, you're not meant to get married.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I did think one of the moments of his, okay, I keep bringing it back to that like argument of immature versus mature. They're both immature. That's the whole, that's one of the points I'm trying to make here. But one of his more mature performance, what people would expect him to be immature, was when everyone was expecting him to be like, no, don't go to Paris, please, please, please. And then once she revealed that she got into the program to go to Paris, he was like, oh, of course you're going to go. Like, that'd be great. But then he did backtrack when he was like,
yeah,
you know, I really wanted you to stay anyways. Like, that was great. But of course he wanted you to stay.
Like, of course he wanted it.
Almost as obsessed as Conrad.
Oh, interesting.
That's
honestly, I feel like he clocked the C so bad when he's like, oh, she didn't call you? She called me.
Because
we're in a 4-year relationship. You know why? Because we almost got married. You know why? Because she loves me. She didn't choose either of us. What do you have to say about that?
So I will say, I think Jeremiah's, he has a bigger ego to start. And I think that really fed that ego for him, like having, like her calling him. I mean, of course she's going to call him. They almost got married.
But I would argue that Conrad has an equally as big ego, because when he was in the car crashing out, like, who's the better kisser, and constantly pressing belly, and was like, stop being such a big baby. Was he not crashing out then?
Yeah, you know, I think they both have pretty big egos. Like, for Jeremiah, just backtracking a little bit to that scene where he's like, oh, she called me. It's almost like it's more about a competition for him. And I get it. The whole show is based on the competition itself, right? But it seems like Jeremiah is always trying to like one up his brother. Like, you know, his brother's the med student. His brother's more, I don't know, appreciated in their dad's eyes. And so I think for Jeremiah, a lot of this comes out of a place of like, I'm competing with you and belly is mine. We can say the same about Conrad. Like, we really could. But I think for Jeremiah, it's a lot about like the image. Like,
I agree. And who started that competition? Suzanne. Oh my gosh, the letter. The wedding letter, when Laurel was like, she wanted you to read this on your wedding day.
Yeah.
And it's addressed to Conrad and about Conrad and Bella.
I mean, that was crazy.
I did not hear about this.
Oh my God.
This is a key moment.
Guys, what's going on?
So many listeners who haven't seen this part, buckle up and listen up. Because, so, Jeremiah gets a letter from his mom being like, this is the letter I want you to read on your wedding day. And it even said like to Jeremiah, but when he opens up the letter, it's addressed to Conrad. And in the letter it says, oh, I've only seen you in love once. And she just like probably says like two sentences about like how beautiful it was or something like that.
Yeah.
So talking about Belly and Conrad being in love. So that's the last thing he wanted to see. And I think that was right before he decided to cut off.
Yes, that was his last straw, to be clear. That was Jeremiah's last straw.
I don't believe
it. Yeah, here's the thing. I have something to say about this. If you look back to the episode where Susanna's writing these letters, she ends up dropping these letters on the floor, if you remember, as she's writing them, because her hands are really shaky and like she's on her deathbed. So she drops the letters. And then I think it's someone helps her put the letters back, but I'm convinced that that's what happened. So the letters got rearranged. But here's the thing. Maybe it's fate, because now we have Belly and Conrad.
But that does bring me to thoughts on the ending, which I thought it was subpar. And I know it is like a oh, wait till the movie comes out, which is also annoying.
Yes.
There's a movie?
Yes.
I thought this was it, guys. Exactly. I thought this was it.
China's like, there's no way.
Like, out of every which way they can, they just want a bigger check.
Yes.
We can never have good TV. But anyways, in the ending, it's just like, Belly goes to Paris. She finally finds herself. Like, I'm actually rooting for her at this point.
Loved her bob and red lipstick.
Wait. Oh my god, she
loved little cigarette. I was like, oh, okay. She's actually eating.
There was a moment where, like, she reapplied her lipstick. I was like, girl, you don't need more.
Yeah. It's pretty a lot.
And she had her whole relationship with the Spaniard or whoever that
Benito.
Was.
Benito.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Was good. What was happened good. To that?
She I just know, she just was... picked herself.
Yeah. I personally, I don't know. Benito wasn't really doing it for me.
Really? Yeah.
I don't think so. Like, it was just.
All three of the boys, you didn't think he was the most
fun. Like, I mean, in terms of chemistry, I don't think they had a lot of chemistry.
Oh, yeah. It was just giving European.
It was just giving European playing, yeah. Agreed.
I think I wanted anything but the two boys.
And I get that. I had that moment, too, where I was like, finally. Mm-hmm. We have left the Fisher boys alone. Mm-hmm. We are, you know, across the globe. But, yeah, I feel like Danita wasn't really doing that for me.
Okay. Yeah. Valid. Yeah. But by the end, her picking Conrad. I was just like, oh my god, so all this self-discovery for what? Like, we were just gonna end up in the same place that we were, and again, we're gonna have the same problems of facing your family, dealing with the family dynamics, which was just all of not all of season two, because we had the cancer part two, but just like navigating that relationship within the family of, yeah, I did mess with your other brother, but here I am messing with your other
brother. Yeah.
It's like constantly just,
yes.
Yo, leave the brothers alone, bro. Like, yeah. My gosh. Yeah. Their mother is dying and you're just over here. Belly, have sense now.
Yeah.
Both brothers
at the same time.
Back and forth, back and forth.
And the thing that's crazy to me about this is that no matter who she, you know, like, obviously we are where we are now, mm-hmm. but no matter who she, like, would have chosen, she's always going to be able to say, like, I was involved with my brother-in-law. Mm-hmm. That's so weird to me.
Yeah, like,
that's so when odd.
You
have
kids and they're like, how did you meet? Oh my god. Like, how are you gonna explain to your kids that you almost married their uncle? Like,
also his whole like chef storyline,
it was just so rushed, so random. Rushed. It felt like a waste of time, really. I was like, we don't have enough time for this, like, especially in the last episode when we're like kind of back at the Fisher house and it's like this whole event. I didn't even know what the event was. I was so confused.
Yeah.
But I just felt like, I was like,
yes,
right. I don't know what this is all about. And I feel like it took a lot of time away from what ending could have really been. I don't mm-hmm. know.
And when he was talking to, who's the curly headed girl?
Oh, Denise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, she was Gorgina.
Yeah.
Why do we have to set her up with someone? Like, always. And
yeah. Weird. And what I found to be very odd was, like, do you remember when he was giving Denise eyes at the office while he was, like,
yes.
on the verge of marrying Belly? Yes. Like, I was weirded out by the
Like, how many times?
Yeah.
Okay, wow. Okay.
So,
while paying off his $20,000
yeah.
They're telling me he's looking at somebody else while he's trying to plan his wedding?
Yeah.
Any debt? He's rich. We
like, doesn't he owe his father, like, 20
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He owes him 20 bands, bro.
Like, 20 bands.
But you know
what? Pining over a woman who you have no business pining over for 4 years or, like, however long.
Yeah.
Conrad is a strange human being to me. And I'd pick a Jeremiah over a Conrad any day.
Jeremiah would ruin my peace, but Conrad as well. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'll just come up to him one day. I'm like, how are you?
That's what
I'm no sickening. I'm terrible.
Yes.
Like, I was like, bro, what?
You know what?
And I probably go up to Jeremiah, I'm like, how are you? And then he'll have a hickey on his neck.
Conrad says, he would be like, I'm fine.
Don't worry. What if Conrad is just naturally, like, you know, a little bit more introverted? What if, you know what? That's natural.
Like, I feel like there's this an introvert and nonchalant, like,
nonchalant, that's like a D1 urinar. Like,
he's yearning with something.
There is nothing nonchalant about that man. I know.
He is definitely more interesting.
Who are you? Speaking of, who are you? What do you think that Conrad supported any of Belly's choices and let her have autonomy, or
control her? Listen, he was about to be the best man. He was, I know where we ended up, but he was really doing his best. I feel like, you know, he was happy for her when she went to Paris, gave her, you know, decent amount of space for a year. I don't know. Listen, he was across the country for a long time. So it's like giving her a year in Paris, I think that was okay. I don't know. I feel like he supported her decisions, even though of course we know internally, like when we had his monologue, like he was going through it, but like he tried his best.
It wasn't even an internal monologue. He quite literally said out loud, "I hate my brother and I preyed on his downfall when I came over." And you know why?
What he's saying?
Even his father was like, uh-huh. Like, he was very confused.
But here's the thing, like, we love a self-aware king. Like,
there's a separation between the physical things they do and then the emotional things they do.
Yeah.
Like, Jeremiah physically cheated, but emotionally he was always in it. And then Conrad was physically gone, but emotionally was always in it.
Yeah.
And so I just think personally for me, the emotional ways that Conrad, his emotional choices were more demonic to me than Jeremiah's emotional choices. And because he was always at least like down for Belly, I think that when Conrad, yes, spoke, interjected about like the wedding. And secondly, when he did visit Belly unannounced in Paris, I thought that was crazy work. And she did too. Belly literally went upstairs.
Wait, he didn't even tell her that he was going?
No, he was going.
Melanie.
He was going to Brussels for a work conference. And then he kept being like, "I can push in. I don't have to go, blah, 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 blah." Like, she doesn't even want you like that. Please stand up.
So here's the thing. I have appreciation for a man who can show up and show up. I don't know. I feel like, yes, that was very unannounced, and considering their history, maybe don't just show up in Paris out of nowhere. But I'm also like,
it is a grand gesture.
It's a grand gesture, and it's very romantic, in my opinion. We could say that it's like borderline stalker vibes, but I feel like it was romantic to just, if you're sure about this woman and you know you want to be with her, show up in Paris.
Wait, but how did he find her in Paris?
They had been writing letters.
Yeah, so he knew. I mean, she knew.
They wrote letters to each other?
Yeah, and not to Jeremiah.
So
wow.
Here's the thing. She knew that he knew her address because he'd already been sending her letters. He sent her a pack of, was it Sour Patch?
It was the stuffed animal.
Junior Mint.
And the necklace.
And also a snack that he wasn't sure she could find in Paris.
Okay.
And so
he kind of lit up and you were just like, "Guys,
guys."
No, I love you, Melody.
That's so romantic.
Bare minimum.
I mean, so if that's bare minimum, him showing up was
No, but it was really sweet, honestly.
Yeah,
because I heard Sour Patch is her favorite candy. I guess maybe she was missing it.
Great gummies in Paris.
That compared to Jeremiah cursing her out over the phone, I don't know.
That is kind of valid though. Like, that was a 4-year relationship, and she just like dipped right after the wedding, after his brother confessed to her, and she realized she wants to go explore on her own.
Look, I get it.
She's been emotionally cheating on him this entire time.
And Conrad also crashed out on her and Jeremiah when he only dated her for like 6 months. So both of them crashed out.
Yeah.
They're both wrong.
There's lots of crash
out. And Belly as well, honestly.
When I tell you, this show probably made my blood pressure really high.
No, guys, like I started watching it, I was like stressed out. I was like, had to pause like and walk around my room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like 8 times. It was really bad.
Yeah.
Imagine being the only Team Jeremiah person in this place. And there, I'm being like, "Aw," and they're like, "What are you talking about?"
I can't. You would have hated to be part of our watch party because when I tell you, we were like, boo, like as soon as that man came up on the screen at any moment, we're like, no, we need him off the screen.
Majority of the world is Team Conrad. Yeah. Like, that's for sure.
Yeah. But I don't entirely get it.
They're all dogs. They're all dogs.
I also don't entirely get Team Jeremiah, but I understand it a little bit more than Team Conrad.
I think that people who were Team Jacob are Team Jeremiah, and people who were Team Edward for Twilight are Team Conrad.
Oh, interesting. I've never watched Twilight, so I don't know I don't know.
We might have to do research on that.
Yeah.
But
circle back. I was always Team Jacob, but I knew it was always going to be Edward.
Is there a scene where either of you were about to switch to the other team?
Definitely. It was never something Conrad did.
Wow.
The most last man I would ever pick. If you're truly urinating, I'm just like, oh my god, you've nothing going on for yourself to like do. Like, why are you so obsessed with me? It's really strange.
I mean, med school.
But he was successful. Like,
no, he wasn't successful in med school.
He lost his internship.
It was because he was distracted by Steven's car accident, aka distracted by Belly's distress.
And he wasn't communicating.
You're telling me he lost his internship because of a girl he dated for 6 months?
Yeah.
Guys. I'm sorry, money is everything to me.
Success is everything to me.
Guys. Wait, no, you have to explain the scene better to me. Maybe I'm not understanding.
So the internship scene?
Yeah.
So, okay, to be fair, I feel like the doctor he was shadowing during this internship was just like a little too strict. But again, it's medicine. We're dealing with people's lives. I see both sides.
Known to be strict.
Known to be strict. And Steven gets into a car accident and then they need connections to like the hospital. So Belly, I think it was Belly that reached out.
Yes.
To Conrad because, you know, connections to the hospital.
Maybe Jeremiah. I don't
know. Or Jeremiah. Somewhat. I'm blanking on that right now. But he's reached out to about Steven's car accident and how they need a contact. So he's busy getting this contact and he messes something up. It was like a sample that he messed up, right? Mm-hmm. And so he basically gets fired from his internship because he was stressed about Steven's car accident and getting the contact.
And mind you, he asked his boss about the connection. The boss was like, no problem, done. So that's set. And then he makes the mistake. Then the boss is, oh, you're obviously distracted. Like, you just can't be here anymore. And then cut him. He was his own undoing. Like, it wasn't.
But Steven is his best friend, right?
They were best friends.
Yeah, I think at first he was closer with Conrad, then he became closer with Jeremiah.
Yeah, yeah. So at this, you know, during this time, they're not talking much.
Right.
Yeah.
And then even in the
show, I really want to defend him and say maybe he's just doing it because his friend was in the car.
It wasn't even like that because this is what he does. He self-isolates, which is so just corny to me. Like, you're corny.
I get it.
Stand up, communicate. It's really not that hard.
Hey, but it's like, how old is he? How much older is he than?
I think he's 2 years older than Jeremiah.
So 24.
Yeah. He should be.
Come on.
I'm really trying to.
wait.
You're trying to lie. No, but it's like, okay, his mom died, though. Okay. And that, he was the only one to know, right?
And he chose to be the only one to know. He didn't tell anyone.
What was in the mother's wishes not to tell anyone?
He found out before even talking to his mom about it.
Yeah.
Like, he saw some paperwork or some email or something. Yeah. So he knew that his mom had cancer but didn't tell anybody.
Okay.
I'm finding it.
Wait, but what if he was just looking out for everybody else?
Okay, yeah.
That's like the lookout for Jeremiah. No one asked him to look out for Belly. No one asked him to look
out for Belly. But he just does it. And, you know?
I don't like that. I'm not asking you to
take care of
me. I can take care of myself, please.
It's like, I'm finding it.
Wait, but like, yeah, he's the eldest in the family. As an older sibling, I have held a lot of things for my younger brother. I'll say that much. Mm-hmm. To protect.
Okay, so
I will say that much. I don't think I can ever hold my dying cancer from him. But I can understand from the perspective that he's just trying to protect everyone. And just usually everything's on your shoulders and you're just trying to be the perfect older sibling and just try to do your best.
I also, again, it's Susanna's fault.
Yeah.
She said in season 3, they revealed the scene where on her deathbed, she says to Conrad, please take care of Jeremiah. And then he says, I promise I will. So more pressure on his shoulders, pressure from his dad to be perfect. Pressure from Jeremiah as someone who he's looking up to, a lot of pressure.
Also, wasn't he the one that found out about his dad's affair?
Yes.
So, listen, Conrad's holding a lot of responsibility, a lot of trauma, dare I say.
But you know what's also funny? He found out, so he holds all that in, but then he finds out about Belly getting cheated on in Cabo and immediately tells her.
Sorry, but not to interrupt, but if Jeremiah cheated, and, you know, in my opinion, cheating is like, that's it.
Yeah.
End all be all. So why are you even with this man in the first place? So from Conrad's perspective, I'm thinking, okay, he cheated, already blew the relationship up. What's the harm in confessing your love? It's already a very damaged.
Having an ulterior motive to ruin your brother's marriage.
The marriage was already ruined, though.
Like, you're a dog, you're a demon, you're a double D.
But I mean, this is a couple that already, like, the worst of the worst happened. You know what I mean? Like, you're already going into this marriage with the worst happening. So it's like, I don't know. If you don't value the relationship, how do you expect other people to value it?
But I feel like the biggest argument between, like, it's definitely something that, like, Team Jeremiah usually supports is Jeremiah is always open to Conrad confessing his feelings to Belly. He's like, can you please just talk it out? Conrad, confess your feelings to Belly. Just talk it out with Conrad. Whatever you guys want. I don't want to go through this again. I don't want anybody to, like, force a relationship with me. Like, Belly, I'll be happy for you. Conrad, I'll be happy for you. Then you have Conrad, who's like, wow, what do you think of, like, that dynamic between Jeremiah and Conrad?
It's interesting. I feel like, I will say, you know, going back to the maturity point, that's really mature of Jeremiah to be able to, like, you know, to be able to look at things and say, okay, what do you want? Like, what is truly happening here? In terms of Conrad, I think it comes from that intensity, that, like, deep love that he feels for Belly. Like, I think that translates to, like, how he kind of, you know, crashes out. And listen, I don't think the crash outs are valid. I think there's a better way to go about those crash outs and those confessions. And, you know, I hate my brother is like, that's your brother. And I have to say, like, it's not the best way to go about things.
Honestly, yeah.
Well, one of the points you made, you're saying that Conrad loves her more deeply versus Jeremiah looks at her on a more surface level. And I agree with that.
Okay, you're with me.
He definitely, like, it's not so far to the extent of he only likes the idea of her. Like, he definitely likes her. They both grew up with her. They know her. But he definitely idolizes her less so than, like, appreciates her nuance and her feelings and, like, different perspectives. He's definitely more narrow-minded than Conrad is, and, like, open to seeing, like, all of her flaws and intricacies and all of that. So I think that's where Jeremiah lacks, that Conrad pulls up to the table, puts his seat down, and we're all sat. Listen to that.
10 years down the line, both, like, Belly's married to Jeremiah, Belly's married to Conrad. What do you think these relationships will look like?
Hell.
I think the relationship itself, not even, like, talking about Jeremiah on the side, being the brother-in-law or anything, I feel like they're going to have a better relationship than Belly and Jeremiah would have had, because Conrad is just such an attentive, like, man. He's just so worried about Belly 24/7, and obviously maybe to an unhealthy extent, but, like, she's always going to feel seen, heard, loved, taken care of. Like, he's always going to take care of everything for her. I mean, he was making her dinner in the summer house.
Yeah,
like, they were playing husband and wife already playing husband and wife. He's taking her to get the wedding decor, Michael's. So I feel like they're going to have a loving relationship.
Yeah.
Very loving. Very husband and wife.
As this is his round two with her,
yes.
He knows better at this point of like what it takes to actually sustain their relationships.
Honestly, yeah. I know, man. He was pandering for 4 years. I'd be surprised if he didn't know how to fix it. Like, but
I can definitely say she seems really happy with him.
Yeah. It definitely worked out the way it's supposed
to. Yeah. They should have just stayed together in the first place. He did beg them. Jeremiah did. He's like, guys, can you just talk it out? Like, I was like, guys, please. Just talk it out. Like.
He was such a dog, though, in his first. Conrad was a dog to Belly with the whole prom situation. Like, that was terrible.
Oh, yeah. The prom. He forgot her flower or something. Corsage. Her corsage. Yeah. And then Jeremiah was like, forget her. But it's like, it's just a corsage, guys. Well, I've never done American prom, so I don't.
Oh,
I guess this is like really important.
Not really, but it was his whole attitude. I mean, like, corsage is important for me. I didn't even have a date and I had a corsage. Like, I wanted the whole imagery.
But he
just like stopped caring, and it was so disheartening. And it's just like, why are you even doing this anymore? And then all of a sudden he cares so much. But
he was going through it, you know?
I feel like Team Jeremiah often has the argument, oh, Jeremiah's mom died too. Conrad shouldn't just always be sad. I feel like people grieve in different ways, for sure.
They do.
I feel like we should give Conrad the space to grieve. And I feel like Belly should have jumped on Conrad when they're literally grieving.
Yes.
Move.
That was
move.
Horrible like, timing.
Like, terrible timing. Yeah. You're over here at a funeral and asking Conrad, like, girl, shut up.
Yeah,
girl,
at a funeral is an incredibly inappropriate place to...
Exactly.
You know.
Honestly, we shouldn't even be expecting him to be a good boyfriend.
At all. Including Jeremiah. Like, at all. Like, yeah, move. Like, what was she doing?
Honestly, don't text each other for a hot minute. Like,
yeah.
Right.
Something, I don't know.
But do y'all want to tell me a crucial moment in the show that, like, the first time you watched it, just like, yeah, I'm Team Jeremiah, I'm Team Clara. Like, the first time she said that.
Off looks, off rip.
That the blue eyes got you?
Oh!
They got you?
I'm always like, guys, Jeremiah's cuter than Conrad. They're like, no, what are you talking about?
But
besides that, I think I always just like the golden retriever, like someone who's more extroverted, energetic, happy. If you're very, I'm sad and I'm misunderstood and no one understands me, oh my God. Just get run over. Like, run away, please. Run away and be sad in your hole that you want to be in.
I think for me, it was just over a period of time, like just seeing how Conrad like would think back to childhood, or Belly would think back to childhood. And you just see Conrad being like so protective of her and like not leaving her behind when she was like struggling to ride a bike. You know what I mean? And I like, I'm not saying, you know, just because it was like a childhood thing, like I just think it was like looking at this long-term period of Conrad talking about Belly, expressing his feelings about Belly, like it's just very like it has meaning to it. Like, I don't know that I've heard something so deep from like Jeremiah, you know what I mean? And it's just, I think seeing oh, I thought you were gonna say I wasn't. But...
See, when I hear like Conrad's poetic moral language compared to Jeremiah's, see, I think Jeremiah's is truth versus I think Conrad's is performance.
Oops. What do you think of that?
Performance. I feel like it's hard to fake something that just seems so deep. What would be the purpose of this man spending so much time on this if it was like performative?
It really does just comes down to what kind of love each viewer would prefer to receive.
Yeah.
You would prefer a Conrad.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I will say there are elements of each that I would like, if I could, you know, handpick, like I would probably take a few things from Jeremiah.
Have you heard any like bi erasure commentary on the show?
No.
I only like briefly heard they're like they mentioned Jeremiah was bi and that's it.
Oh, that's true.
Like
they never actually showed
him. Right.
They showed him kissing one boy in season one at a party.
And then this last season when he's in Steven's like house or apartment for the Thanksgiving thing, there's someone who comes in who's like seemingly like his ex.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So I think it's in there, but they don't really like they don't really go into it.
And he only cheats on Belly with girl.
A girl.
Yeah. Like, wait, would it be better if he cheated on her? Would it be better, guys?
I don't know.
Would I be less angry?
If she looked like me, would I be less angry?
Would I be less angry? I don't know.
That's funny. I did appreciate when Jeremiah clocked. He clocked like 2 times in the season, and I was like, wow.
That's amazing. In a sense, I kind of forgive Conrad a little bit for ruining wedding because he got clocked so many times that I was like, he got his lashing. I feel like he can go pursue Belly.
I liked it.
I did appreciate the show did clock him so Taylor.
Yeah. I love how they didn't just let it slide.
That was heartbreaking for me. Sorry, all that matters to me is Conrad's happiness.
Aww.
Every time he really you're just like, I know I did the wrong thing. I know. But you still did it, King. Like, this could be. It was so funny.
Yeah. I feel like him getting slapped in the face, like, that wasn't enough for you guys.
What?
A punch in the face by Jeremiah, no?
Punch in the face by Jeremiah.
Okay.
Wasn't that enough?
Well deserved.
I'm fine with him.
You're like fine.
He got all the beatings and whiplash, like verbal. It's done. You know, he's now with Belly. I think he deserves it. He really went through trials and tribulations.
They should live in Europe, though. They definitely.
Yeah, I don't think they should come back.
No, don't
the cousins. Who's gonna? So it's gonna be what? Like Belly, Conrad, Jeremiah, Denise. That's such an odd combination of people.
They could make it work.
I don't know.
Honestly, it's fresh. It's new. They need something fresh and new.
Yeah. I think we should start wrapping up. Are there any final words that y'all want to say?
Final thoughts.
Final part.
Team No One.
Team No One.
Team Anti-Belly.
Listen, Anti-Belly.
Anti-Belly.
Belly was stressful. Yes. Anti-Susanna. I think, you know, I was really rooting for Belly in Paris. I really was. And I feel like that was so important, like, for her. Even though I don't know that she changed
a lot.
She reverted back. I was rooting for Belly, but at the end of the day, I'm team No One. Like, and you know, since we have to choose teams, I think Conrad is really just like, he's sensitive, he's deep, he's attentive, and he really cares about Belly. Like, he really wants to protect her, and I feel like, don't we all want, like, some of those?
He's gonna put us first. At the end of the day. I feel like long-term, Conrad's gonna win.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Honestly, yeah.
But hashtag Team Jeremiah, whoever man that can cook. At the end of the day, hashtag underrated team, Laurel and her man.
Right.
Yes.
Here.
Yeah, they're tea. Yeah.
But anyways, Leah,
I'm standing
beside my man.
I'm gonna stick beside him. This whole podcast was basically just sticking beside their man.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for watching or listening from wherever you're hearing this on whatever device you're listening to this to. But yeah, the Samurai turned pretty. I don't know who won. There is no winner, guys.
There is no
winner. Go with who you love. Be with who you want to be. Don't get beat. No abuse, no verbal, physical abuse whatsoever. Like, just be happy, honestly. Yeah. At the end of the day, Belly is happy, so you should be happy too.
Until the movie.
I don't know. I didn't know there was going to be a movie, but thank you so much. This was Off the Record. I'm your host, Shine Aletba. And this was
Tess.
This Melanie. Was...
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Okay,
bye-bye.
Oh,
we did it.
Hello, it's Shine, podcast host here again, and I really hope you enjoyed this video slash audio wherever you're listening or watching from. You should also check out the Summer I Watch Bad TV, a nice article written by Katie Broski on the opinion section on the Fordham Observer website. Check that out. It's really cute and fun, and it's a nice read.